So it's an ongoing challenge for investors and entrepreneurs to connect. Everybody knows that. Investors want quality deal flow, and entrepreneurs want greater access to investors. There's one company that's solving this problem, bridging the capital divide, I call it. Here today we have Karen Rands, president of Launch Funding Network and managing director for Network of Business Angels and Investors. Karen is going to tell us about how to bridge that capital divide. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
Now, Karen is offering these events. So you've got a couple events going to bridge that capital divide. What are they?
Well, we do two types of events. We do a private equity investor forum for the NBAI, the Network of Business Angels and Investors members. And it's sort of like a country club for investors to come together that are looking for better quality deal flow and want to have some fun with some other investors and hobnob with, you know, fellow investors and then look at some deals and decide about investing in them. And it's we hold that about every 6 weeks. We had one in January, we have another one at the end of February, and again in June and August and so on. And then we have a new type of an event that we're doing that we're very excited about that's called the Southeast Private Equity Conference. And it builds upon the momentum that we've had with these smaller events over the last couple of years and brings together venture capitalists as well as angel investors in a whole new type of format.
So let's talk about the Equity Forum event. Why should angel investors attend that event?
Well, angel investors, one of the challenges that they have is that their time is as valuable as their money. And so if they're actively seeking private equity opportunities to grow their wealth, they can, you know, it's a better use of their time to be able to see five companies in a couple hours setting that have already been reviewed and screened, and they know that they've got the basics underway, and rather than them spending, you know, hours reading a business plan and trying to decide for themselves. So it's a better use of their time, number one, and then number two, it's just fun to be around fellow investors that may have other deals that they're looking at, that, and they can, you know, come together on deals that they see at the event or elsewhere and have sort of a social environment with people like themselves.
Yeah, like a networking event for angel investors.
Yeah, in
that's
a way.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So why should, and this is a dumb question, but why should entrepreneurs attend?
Well, one of the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs have is getting in front of enough investors. And one of the secrets of having a successful capital raise is to create a buzz within the investors. So the event solves two of those problems because say they're a software company. If there's somebody that likes to invest in biotech, they may not ever get a meeting with that person that likes to invest in biotech. But in a forum such as this, where we might have a software company and a biotech company and a widget company, all of those types of investors that like those kind of companies are all there. You get a cross-pollinization because the investors ultimately are just really interested in good deals that they think they can make money on. So when somebody's sitting there that likes to invest in software and sitting next to somebody that likes to invest in biotech and the biotech guy says, this deal's a hot deal, now the software guy may come in on it too, even though it's not their core kind of investment, just because of the synergy they have with the fellow investor, because the entrepreneur had an opportunity to tell their story and it was compelling, and they, you know, think that they can make money at it. Just makes sense to them. So entrepreneurs get an opportunity to tell 20 to 25, 30 investors their story, and the second piece is that as a result they can create a buzz, and you've got to be able to create a buzz. Just like you do when you're marketing a product, you want to create a buzz about your product. You want those investors to walk out of that room, and when they're playing golf the next week or at a Rotary meeting or having, you know, cooking out with their neighbors and something comes up in conversation, they can say, oh, you know, I saw a company last week that was just like what you're talking about, and they were pretty interesting. And then that other person says, oh, well, you got some information about it, can I have it? And they say, well, yeah, let me pull out my packet from the event, or let me get that business card. And you create the investors become walking, talking promoters of your company if they have understood what it is and saw the potential of it, even if they personally weren't thinking about investing. By being able to tell somebody else about it, now that other person may want to invest, and again, they'll follow in.
So how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing these. I've been involved in doing events since 2001, in participating in them, and I have been organizing them myself since 2005.
And so, since you've been doing that, what success stories would you like to share with the listeners?
Well, you know, it's always amazing to me. You know, every time I think I have a certain expectation on a deal that will get done or not get done, the events always blow my expectations because we had, you'll think that it just for, because you don't understand the subjectiveness of what we're an investor will make a decision. They've got on a piece of paper that they invest in software companies, and then you find out that they're going to invest in a widget company because their son is involved in those kind of widgets, and they've been watching that all along, and you just don't know that that's something that's, you know, in their personal history that makes them want to invest. So, we established a policy that we will give every entrepreneur an opportunity if they've got the fundamentals in place and let the investors make the decision on whether they want to invest or not. So as a result, quite a few companies, I mean, our investors have invested in about, I guess, 15 companies since 2005, maybe
wow,
more.
15.
And the amount, and they sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes they'll turn around and write a check in 30 or 60 days and surprise me. So, you know, it's that's the nature of, you know, humans, right? And investors are humans. So they make decisions on their own, at their own pace, and based on their own, you know, personal opinions about an opportunity.
So if somebody wants to register for the event, how does one go about registering for?
Well, for the regular private equity forums, they would go to the launchfundingnetwork.com or launchfn.com, L-A-U-N-C-H, and they can register to get an initial consultation, or they on that main page, there's a link that goes through to apply, and there's two types of applications, one for somebody that's been raising money all along and has raised a significant amount of money, so they don't have to go through the full scrutiny and reporting that somebody that's just kind of getting started at raising money, and they get a full business plan review, and we have an analyst that goes through their business plan to make sure that it's investor-ready. And that's how you would get into the private equity forums and going through a screening process. And then for the Southeast Private Equity Conference, we have a separate website for that companies will go and register. And it's not the same level of scrutiny. And that one, because of the expo, where it's like a trade show for companies to, you know, show their wares to the investors that are walking around, pretty much anybody that applies and pays the application fee will be given an opportunity to have a table and be able to network with the 100-plus investors that will be there.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You've got the Southeast Private Equity Conference. This is your first conference. It's on April 28th and April 29th, correct?
Right. The 29th is the main part of the conference. It is a full-day event, starting with breakfast in the morning and going all the way through to a Capital Community Celebration, and the expo is part of that. There's also education breakout sessions and a full venture capital deal flow meeting. And then on the 28th, for those companies that are in the expo, they'll go through part of that screening process. There's a committee that will select 18 of those companies to present in the Innovative Company Showcase that will be on the afternoon of the 29th. And so those companies will be invited to a VIP reception with the investors and the sponsors and a workshop on presenting that will be on the 28th. So the 28th is sort of an intro event to the full event on the 29th.
Okay, so you've got the other event that you do every 6 weeks. Why are you doing the Southeast Private Equity Conference?
Well, Ken, I'm glad you asked that question because there's two things that limit the process of companies connecting with capital. Probably there's a study that's been done through the New Hampshire Venture Capital Research Institute, and 66% of the angel investors that could invest don't invest. And the reason why is
really?
They simply are not familiar enough with the process and understand, you know, sort of the term sheets and the documents, and they're not as familiar with the process. They can go get training on, you know, real estate investing or stock investing, but not on private equity investing. So we knew that there needed to be some education for investors. And likewise, on the entrepreneur side, you know, they struggle with creating, understanding how do they figure out the valuation of their business, what's the process for raising capital, how do you bootstrap to a point of getting a lot of value in your company, what do you do when you're going to exit the company, you know, what's the types of ways that you can create return on investment. And so we put together breakout sessions as part of this conference so that the entrepreneurs can get education and the investors can get education, and then created the expo format. So, and really, there are some investors that want to take an active role in a company at that seed stage or at that startup stage, and you know, they want to be involved, and this gives them an opportunity to see a wide variety of investment opportunities, and then the cream of the crop will be selected to be a part of the Innovative Company Showcase. That's an investor-only event. The companies that are there, the service providers that are trying to sell services to those companies, they'll have an opportunity to continue to network in the expo and go to some breakout sessions while the investors are in with the 18 selected companies. And so it brings together all the necessary things that really need to move the ball forward for, you know, a bunch of companies, and also to really, from an economic standpoint within the Southeast, show that the Southeast has the ability to pull together a large number of companies and a large number of investors, and for those early stage companies that have the most difficulty in raising funds, and really show that we have the economic power here in the Southeast to make that happen.
Seems like you've been active in the Southeast in Atlanta, primarily bridging the capital divide and for angel investors and entrepreneurs. So you're real passionate about this. Why do you think you needed to do this? Is this the only conference that's being held?
Well, it's the only one that's like this. It's been in Atlanta since TAG used to, that's the Technology Association of Georgia, used to do an event back in, I think the last time they did it was in 2002. And so there really hasn't been an event that had that combination of Expo Education and Venture Forum done in the Atlanta area since then. So there's been sort of a gap in the market. There's a number of events that target later stage companies. There's, you know, events that deal with companies that are in $1 million, $5 million, $10 million in revenue, that are looking for $20 million in venture capital. There's events like that, but there's not anything for the early stage company. That company that's, you know, beyond startup, that just, you know, is maybe starting to generate a little bit of revenue, or is looking for capital to close those big accounts so they can start become cash flow positive. They're right on that cusp of being, you know, very successful, and they just need some fuel for the fire. And that's the kind of companies that we're seeking to connect with the investors in this area.
So what particular companies would you like to have
there? Our ideal companies are companies that have you know, protected their IP, they've got their patents, their product is their intellectual property.
Okay.
So they have their patents on their intellectual property. They've got the business model worked out. They either have customers, or they've got letters of intent from customers, so you know that there's people that want their product, or they've got the strategic relationships in place for distribution of their product. They have already raised a friends and family round. They've got, you know, some basic foundation, a balance sheet that's been started to put together, and they're really looking for that $500,000 to $3 million, maybe $5 million range to take it to that next level. That's going to be all the money that they're going to need until they get to a larger venture capital round, or else they're just cash flow positive and self-fueling to go all the way to exit.
And what about for the angel investors? Who are you looking to attract there?
Well, we're looking to attract angel investors and venture capital funds and family funds or private funds that look at early stage companies to attend this event. The angel investors will want to come because they will see such a large variety, and so people that, and because of the education, so people that are kind of new to angel investing and haven't been active, this is an opportunity to plug in and get active, or learn, get more comfortable to become active and see such a variety of deals that there's bound to be something that they're going to feel comfortable investing in. And then those investors that maybe have not been as active of late or they've just been sort of, you know, in a passive mode, to plug back in and get involved in the investor community around here and see all these great deals that are going to be coming and these wonderful entrepreneurial opportunities. And then the venture capital funds that are looking for the next big thing, you know, this is their opportunity to, one, show the support for the angel community, look at some of these companies that, you know, maybe they're raising a larger round and they can be the end part of the round. They've raised a couple $1 million in angel money, and a early stage venture capital firm can come in and put another $2 million into it, or they can they're going to see something that 6 months after this event, once they've raised their money, are going to be ready to be entertaining the venture capital firms, and they're going to already know about them before, you know, other folks have known about them. We have a challenge in the Atlanta area in that you know, a lot of venture capital firms come from outside the town and kind of steal our companies away from here. And so we want to, you know, show that we have the commitment to the venture capital community here and to the economic growth of it by all these organizations coming together to support an event like this, because it's the jobs get created when these companies get funded and they can create the jobs. Wealth gets created when the companies can get beyond the angel round and get into their true growth round with venture capital money, and then they fuel what everything else in the financial sector needs, and they fuel the economy as part of that, and then they create wealth, and those angel investors can go back and do it again with another company. I mean, one of the things that we really are trying to create an attitude of within our local market is that people that have been successful, they've sold a company before, and they think that they don't know how to angel invest, and sometimes they don't even know that term, angel investing, and they are thinking, oh, you know what, I just want to buy a piece of a company and be a silent partner, or I want to own a little piece of a bunch of companies. Well, that's the kind of person we're looking for, to come and look at some of these the technology companies as well as the non-technology companies, and bring not only their expertise but their capital to help these companies grow.
So, again, we're talking about the Southeast Private Equity Conference being held on April 28th and 29th. Again, what can attendees expect on the 28th?
Well, the attendees, the ones that are selected, will have an opportunity to go through a workshop for learning how to do their presentation. There'll be a panel that will have a couple of will be selected to do their presentation, and a panel will give them feedback on it. And then they'll come together with the VIP reception for the investors that will come the night before, and the sponsors will all come together in a kind of a kickoff event for the event the next day.
Okay. And the 29th?
And the 29th will start at 8:30 in the morning and have a networking, you know, registration piece of it, a kickoff event, expo, breakout session, more expo, a keynote lunch with a speaker that's going to be, you know, an exciting person that can bring not only expertise about entrepreneurism and financial markets, but probably will be promoting a book that they've written or something. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting lunch for everybody to attend. Then they have the Innovative Company Showcase for those 18 companies, and breakout sessions for the rest of the folks, and the expo, and then a gala celebration at the end with all of everybody coming together for the Capital Community Celebration and having, you know, great drinks and food and just networking and celebrating what an awesome event that it's been.
Wow.
And then the last thing I need to tell you, though, is that people that want information about all
of
this.
So I was going to ask. I said, how do you register for this event?
Get the agenda and all of the pricing and all that, and how to. We are seeking sponsors still for the event, and find the benefits of being a sponsor. Go to Southeast Private Equity. That's S-E for Southeast, privateequity.org. SEprivateequity.org. And all the information and registration forms are on that site.
All right, then. So in wrapping up, Karen, bridging the capital divide, what do you want to say? Last thoughts in conclusion of this conversation we're having.
I want to say, you know, plug in, get back. You know, the real estate market is in flux. The stock market is in flux. Private equity is one of those things that has proven over time, if you make a wise business decision, and that's what education's about, you know, you can make 10 times the amount of return on investment than you can in real estate or stock market. Yes.
Whoa.
And There, and every big company that you know out there that you buy stock in on the stock market was a private company at one point in time, and somebody bought that stock at wholesale before it went public and made the 10 times the money that the person that's buying it, you know, that gets incremental
so those
increases.
Google's, you know, IBM at one time, Microsoft, Apple.
Yep, all of those companies, you know, Home Depot, I mean, they all were private at one time and, you know, went public, or the big, you know, they get acquired in the process along the way. So it's a great wealth creation strategy for angel investors, and it's a great wealth creation strategy for entrepreneurs that are founders that, you know, hit on that and, you know, get the resources and the capital that you need. And that's what this event is all about, is it's where companies connect with the capital and the resources they need to grow.
And again, that's the first one is the equity forum.
Right. Our regular events are the private equity forum, and those are something that you can plug into and at any time go to the LaunchFN website and check the calendar out and apply to get in front of those investors. It's a cozy environment where you get a lot of interaction. The Southeast Private Equity Forum is going to be as cozy as that in a much larger scale, because the venue that we have, 103 West in Buckhead in Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to have the whole facility, so that it's not like at a conference center that you've, you know, had that's sort of sterile. This is a very high-end, cozy, but, you know, serious deals getting done type of an event.
All right, excellent, excellent. Thank you, Karen.
Thank
for
you,
sharing,
Ken.
Bridging the Capital Divide. Be there for those events, and I will see you there. Take care.
Thanks.